Penguin.
Pinky.
Pinky Penguin.
Pinky Blinky Penguin.
Armadillo. Dilla. 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 Dilla.
Snow on the ground here.
15 below in the day here.
I just bought myself a new coat.
Going out later?
On my own?
On my own.
Hello, I'm Casanova Cox.
And I'm the Tiny Dancer.
But for the purposes of this exercise, you can call me Tyrannosaurus Sex.
And I'll be King Cock!
Side.
was Happy Cash Show there with The Other Side of Town, which is somewhere I think we're all pretty familiar with, Cass.
Or the wrong side of town, eh, Tiny?
Yeah, the wrong side of town, just gone a bit northern there, the wrong side of the tracks.
You like it the wrong side, don't you?
I've been there. I'm not going to deny I've been there.
Bet you have.
The dark streets.
Filthy little thing, aren't you?
Yeah, just looking for things, looking for rare things, beautiful things, you know, weird things.
Actually, speaking of beautiful, rare, weird and crazy, well, crazy things, you don't see white dog poo anymore.
You don't see white dog. Why is that? Why do you think we don't see white dog poo anymore?
I don't know. I mean, my dog shits.
Do we know that? Can we prove that dogs shit?
Yeah, smell the dog.
Anymore.
Smell the dog.
I'm not smelling the dog.
All right, well, smell my fingers. There's proof.
Dogs do
but,
shit.
But it's brown.
It is brown. It's not white. Maybe, I don't know, does your dog eat polos?
No. Well, no, it doesn't eat milk. No.
Well, there you go. That's why it doesn't shit white.
Well, dog food's always brown, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, they don't put polos in dog food anymore. So you don't get... That's why.
Dogs, unlike cats, don't drink milk.
They don't drink milk. They drink lager and other brown booze.
Nuki brown ale.
Therefore, they shit brown. Yeah. Problem solved, mystery solved, well done. Speaking of dogs, there's one set of people that particularly like the dog, and that's the Pikey, the Gypsy.
The Romany,
and which is a very, very smooth and welcome link to the next song we're going to play, which is a song by David Essex, who's, of course, the official spokesman for the British Romany folk of Great Britain, which is quite a roundabout way of saying it.
But, he's got beautiful piercing
eyes. Oh, have you seen his eyes?
Oh, look at that.
Beautiful bushy hair. It's like pubic hair on his head. What a dish. What a beautiful, beautiful man.
I'm so hard. So very, very hard.
As well. That's interesting.
Fill the weight.
No, I'm not doing that. David Essex and a little song called Lamplight.
Baby, see you I see a lamplight, yeah, shine on me. Baby, see your window. Baby, do you feel low? Waiting on your pillow, waiting on me. But I don't really want to go alone. But I get the feeling I better get on home. Ooh, baby, would I look right climbing up a train pipe? Baby, would it feel right if I stayed all night? Just gotta get through. Ooh, I can see left light shining from your window. Baby, see lamplight and it shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me, woo, on me. I'm gonna shine on me, my gonna shine on me. Go shine on me, my cha 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 cha. Woo, on me, I'm gonna shine on me. Cha 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 no, me.
Rock on.
Exactly. I'm gonna make you a star, David Essex, with Lamplight.
But that wasn't. We're going to make you a star.
That wasn't, neither was it Rock On, nor was it A Winter's Tale. All of which would have probably been preferable to that. But,
well, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's a good one. It's an unusual one. Not what you'd usually associate with gypsies. Something that caught my eye today, those chaps that have unfortunately been injected full of head-fucking drugs. Apparently...
The difference between, you know, them and say, for example...
Minimal. I know where you're going.
Any weekender.
Really? Yeah, exactly. Any weekend. In any of what I understand are called nightclubs, up and down the length and breadth.
That's nightclubs are where the kids go, isn't it?
That's where the kids go. Yeah. They hang out and they get smacked off their tits. But what I think doesn't happen is their heads grow to 3 times their normal size. Which is what I understand has happened to these blokes.
Fuck me, that's brilliant.
No, it's not.
Can you imagine that? If you had a head 3 times the size of you, I mean, you know, particularly if you're, you know, I'm an attractive bloke.
You are, you are.
I mean, I'm, you know.
I'll put you just below Essex.
I mean, for those that don't know, I'm the front person of a new romantic band, and, you know, have you seen the Covered Up Japan album where they look really pretty?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
10 times that is me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like a mathematical equation?
Yeah, literally 10 times. If we're specific, it's 10.8 times.
I do like to be specific.
Well, 10.8.
Exactly.
9.
But imagine how beautiful you'd be if your face was 3 times bigger.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, this is a beautiful face. Imagine this 3 times the size.
I was thinking about that as well because like there's some one of the girlfriends in the newspaper was saying, oh, he's terrible, his head's massive and he's got massive purple legs.
Imagine how big his tongue is.
There is that. Imagine if he recovers, the pleasure that will be coming from that massive tongue.
Imagine that massive tongue lapping your cock.
Not going to do that. But I was thinking, you know, she's like, oh, massive, massive head. We've already thought of one. She's negative. She's seeing the glass half empty. We've already come up with one good thing, right? Another one, he'd be wicked at football.
Headers.
Chuck it up there. Wallop, he's winning it. Downside, be difficult to get a hat.
Well, I mean, you know, he might not be the hat-wearing type.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Some people don't look good in hats.
I think she definitely said he liked a hat. And that was, like, the main source of her sadness. He'd no longer wear.
See, my problem was he was just a bit ugly.
Cool. Could you imagine? And apparently, like, his massive nose. Could you imagine a nose 3 times the size of a
normal man's
nose?
Well, see, she can get pleasure off that. Fucking dyke.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Her boyfriend's in intensive care and she's a fucking dyke. Anyway, we should probably play another song before we mention any names. And I don't know, can they do you for stuff like this? Don't know.
No one's fucking listening.
No one's listening. If you are listening, if you've got a massive head or your boyfriend's in intensive care with a massive head, welcome.
Darling, I salute you.
Darling, I salute you.
This next song is Tiga with Far From Home.
I always got a place called home. I cross all
So, Tiger, sexy man.
Yeah, sexy man indeed, and I was enjoying his sexy song until I looked to my left here as I sit in Shabby Road Studios, and there's a picture of Katie Tunstall.
Sexy lady.
No. She, I tell you what, she makes me absolutely... I mean,
rigid?
Livid.
Oh.
More than rigid, livid. I can't stand that acoustic guitar wielding, doughy-faced, simpering Scottish bint. She makes me wild. Don't like her.
Calm down. Put your feet into the cold foot spa of calm.
Okay.
And feel the, can you feel the butt balls in the mill pound?
Oh. You feel just that? On the underside of middle
yeah.
fences.
Yeah, sexy, huh?
Oh,
yeah, that's good.
Not sexy, it's more pleasant. No, no, it's
depends
sexy.
On where you put
no,
it.
No, it's
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's calm. Now I'm sexy.
Yeah, you can.
And while I'm in a mood such as this, and if for anyone, you know, using this in the future for some kind of lesson, it's a lesson in linking I'm sexy, love is all, and this is a song by Love Is All, and it's called Use Good.
Saw them holding hands today. I looked at him, he turned away. That's fine if he wants to pretend. But I know things will end. I followed them for a while, and sure they were still casual fine, but somehow I just couldn't tell that things they aren't going that well. I know where he was and when I know where he buys his groceries, and I know we like the same kind of cheese. He asked me what to leave me alone. He had like when I tried his phone. He said he has no interest, but I know that he is just so
Love is all.
Love is indeed all.
It's all around. It's...
It's... Round? I thought it was heart-shaped.
It could be any shape you want
it
to be.
It can be any shape. Depends.
It's a beautiful shape.
It's a beautiful shape. It covers all creeds, all colours. What we need...
All nations.
...is a great big melting pot.
See, the thing is, if I was to go and give a little bit of love to you... And
yeah.
Not, you know, not a lot of love, just a little bit.
Enough.
And then you were to go to the person next to you and give them a little bit of love, and then they were to go to someone and give them a little bit of love, we could start a whole chain reaction of love, and eventually there'd be that little bit more happiness.
All right, now I've got an idea.
Go on.
On the tube tomorrow, on the train, on the bus, wherever you are, reach over and give that person next to you a little bit of love.
It could be a physical love, it could be...
I think it needs to be physical love to make sure that they know exactly what you're about.
I'm a punter. How do I give that person love?
I mean, right, they're reading their paper. Reach across.
Wank them off.
Do what?
Wank them off.
I could do. I think you've got to play it by ear. I think you've got to look at the person you're dealing with. Would they appreciate a good, firm morning wank? Or would they just like a bit of a tit rub? Would they like a cuddle? It doesn't have to be all about, you know, manipulation of the genitals.
What's the point?
Exactly. I mean, that's the question I'd ask. But there are some weird people out there. I think the word that the kids would use would be tight people, frigid,
dykes.
No, well, I've heard they can go.
I hope they can go, because that's one of my best thoughts ever.
Yeah. So, Dreams. Getting back to the more important message. Tomorrow morning, when you're on the train, reach across, touch someone up. When they look at you with eyes full of query and misunderstanding, say, pass it on. Go on, mate, pass it on. They reach across to the next person. They just give a quick boob squeeze, something like that. Pass it on. Next thing you know, you've got a tube full of love.
This next song is by the Carpenters, and it's called On Top of the World, Looking Down on Creation.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for clear. It's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Top of the world, I'm looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. That just puts me on the top of the world.
Top of the world.
Top of the world.
Top of the world.
That was beautiful. Go on, girls. Just the girls. Exactly. Go to the microphone. Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Not you, Katie.
Fuck off.
Whoa, turnstile. Slow down, girl.
Get back,
you've
get
already
back
pissed
in your
off.
Box,
yeah, whoa, yeah, come on.
You're
not now.
You're simpering bint.
He didn't mean that.
Such was the enjoyment
that.
Of that last song. We had
I've
spillage.
Been doing something. Get off me.
We had spillage of lager beer. There was there were some key changes. It was you can't argue with a bit of classic song like that.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, I could see that, by the way.
I love Karen Carpenter.
Yeah, shame.
Yeah.
Shame she had to go. There's a lesson there, kids.
They all leave me in the
There's
end.
A lesson there, kids. Do eat. Do try and eat as much as you can.
Tactful, I like it.
Because otherwise you just waste away.
But don't eat too much. Casanova's a fussy man.
Exactly. You will be overlooked if you are above the...
8-stone barrier.
Oh, And there we are. Well, you can't leave it alone, can you? Katie Tunstall, weighs 13 stone. David Essex weighs 15 stone. You've already expressed a preference. You're a walking contradiction, man.
It's what part of what makes me so fuckable. What? That's not funny.
It's, well, you say that. Yeah. Ooh, Essex.
Play a song.
I'm going to play a song off the new TV on the Radio album. It's the first track. It's called Playhouses. It's really rather good.
Yeah.
So I hear Mummy Tiny Dancer is going into a new line of business.
Yeah, we've had a bit of upheaval in the on the employment front in the
sex lines
in the Tiny Dancing family. Mrs. Tiny Dancer and Sister Tiny Dancer are both currently at their leisure, and rather than get involved with artist wages, I think they're going to get involved with sex chat lines.
They already have.
When you ring up and I know that voice.
Yeah.
I've had that a couple of times.
I was a little bit shocked, actually.
But do you know, they're professionals.
They're very professional.
Say your bathroom, your plug was blocked, right?
Yeah.
If your friend came round to unblock it, you wouldn't say, well, no, sorry, mate. I don't need you.
I need
a stranger. So when you phone up, hear a voice, you know, get on with it. They're a professional. I've come to them with the need for a service.
Hang on, slow down.
Let's complete the transaction.
Your mum's helps you with this transaction, because that's wrong.
What?
That's wrong. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. I believe.
No.
Mrs. Cox. Listen, hear
right,
me out.
Mrs. Cox.
I believe Mrs. Cox used to work in a bakery.
Yes.
Okay. Did you eat chocolate fingers?
Literally, not metaphorically.
Right, okay. So she came home with chocolate fingers and you ate them. It's the same but different.
That is completely different to yanking your plank while your mum's on the phone.
Yeah. And, you know, now she gets paid for it. Before, it was just like one of them things. Before, it was just a conversation.
She was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. Back, Nikki, come back!
And that was Darling Nikki by Tiny Prince, dedicated to Mrs. Tiny Dancer and Little Miss Tiny Dancer. So what do they specialise in the sex line?
Yeah, for the benefit of listeners who might be interested, their specialisation is in the world of scat. Word of advice, Cass, do not try and outscat me.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Skibbidi-bidoo.
See, that's the amateur. Do not try and outscat me. I learned from the master.
Who's the master?
Scatman John.
I taught Scatman John.
You didn't teach him.
I taught him everything he knows.
He invented scat.
I invented scat and told him. He just stole the credit.
He invented scat and then died of scat.
He's not dead, is he?
Scatman John is dead.
Minute silent for Scatman Dodd. Scatman Dodd.
Scatman John. And Scatman John as well. Commencing.
Bought that now, yeah.
More than enough for a man.
So how did he die?
He attempted a particularly difficult scat at the Las Vegas World Championship scat competition.
He choked on his own scat? He
choked on scat, scattered himself to death. They did tests. It was his own scat. Therefore, it wasn't murder. They tried to say it was suicide. I went to court. It wasn't suicide. It was just trying to push scat to the next level. Which is admirable.
Yeah, to be fair. I'll tell you who I'd like to give a damn good scatting to.
Who would you like to give a good scat to?
I would like to scat the living shit out of the new Sugar Babe.
The new one? The one with the eye?
I would scat her senseless.
Really? You'd give her a good scatting?
Oh, fucking scat her like she'd never been scatted before.
Has she done any of their new shit?
Yes. This!
Hey!
Next,
what's that?
Shed Seven's Disco Down.
Oh, could you imagine? They've taken. I mean, I quite like the original Antarctic Monkeys song, right?
Can't stand it.
Yeah, but that's just shown the way to do a pop song, isn't it? Really,
put fucking synthesizers
on it.
Put
some synths on it. whack in some sweet, sweet female vocals.
Get rid of that kind of northern thing and put them on stage school.
Exactly. Get them out of, is it Sylvia Plath Station? Where's that place?
Sylvia Young. Sylvia Plath was the depressive one, wasn't she?
Still doesn't mean she can't act. You're having a pop at the girl there. She's turned out people like Daniela Westbrook. I dare say most of them, actually.
Dean Gaffney.
Gaffney.
Mm.
I thought Gaffney Gary came Lucy. From the streets. Gary Lucy is obviously a waxed man from Sylvia Plath. Let's not knock Sylvia Plath, because she's turned out some quality child actresses.
And actors. And the Spice Girls went to Sylvia Plath.
Sylvia Plath is responsible for the Spice Girls. So let's not knock it.
And All Saints. I loved All Saints.
Oh,
can we play
back.
Some All Saints?
No. We're not going to play All Saints, because they're back.
They're back.
Some kind of band called Take That Aback. But most importantly, a little band from East London. Walthamstow. Yeah. They were a precursor to the Libertines. They pretty much...
They invented the Libertines,
pretty much. Very much trailblazers. One called Tony.
Tony.
Currently morbidly obese. One called Brian, recovering from being crushed under the wheels of his own car whilst he was driving.
Poor bastard.
Two nameless rat boys who have been dealing with the ever-present spectre of unemployment. You got it yet?
Yes. You're talking about E17, aren't you?
The mighty E17 are back. A special one-off gig. One shot, one last time.
Yes.
Which is pretty much all Tony's poor little heart could take.
I don't care. That's all I want. Just one gig.
One gig. And in tribute to... we're going to close with it. All I've got to say is love.
Let it rain.
Walk through the corridor of creation. We see lands divide. Nation against nation. Like comets they collide. And we pray. We pray for the unseen to be seen by the eyes of man. When heaven and earth are hand in hand.
rain. Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.
Love.
Let it rain.